Okay, how about the things you would dig up to go fishing with?
Worms, fish worms.
What different kinds would you use?
Well, red worms is all I know.
Red worms.
And cane worms, they go down on the river and dig up what they call cane worms.
And then they have what they call a wiggler. They don't get very big, but you can't hardly hold them.
You don't have to dig them, though. They don't stay in the ground. They stay on top of the ground and just old loose. Go down along the rivers where it's just old rifts, you know, with the old trash and stuff on top of the ground.
And they'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Just rake it over. If it's damp, it'll just rake through that trash and they'll just wiggle all over it.
Okay, what about the kind of animal, the hard shell, lives in the water?
Turtle.
And what's the one that lives on dry land?
Terrapin.
What is the kind of thing you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws. Sometimes you dig them up in holes along the stream.
Crawdads.
And if you were going to go buy some shrimp we were talking about earlier, see, so you wanted 5 pounds, and you go ahead and say, I want
5 pounds of shrimp.
Or maybe you just wanted a few, and you said, just give me about a dozen of those big
shrimp.
Okay, what is a little animal that likes to fly into a candle?
Butterfly.
Yeah.
Like bat.
And there's another one like a butterfly.
Miller.
It comes out at night, mostly.
Bats?
It's a little bitty one. It's pretty like a butterfly.
Miller?
Moth?
Yeah, that's
what it
is. And sometimes these animals get in your clothes. So you might say, I've got to put some mothballs in the closet to get rid of the...
Moths.
Okay, what is the one that flies around at night that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
You have those around here?
Yeah.
And then what is the long, thin-bodied insect that likes damp places and eats insects? It's got two long, long, thin wings on each side. It's sort of a hard body. See them hovering around any wet spot.
Yeah, I know what. I can't call the name of them, though.
Would you call them a dragonfly?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you
have? Yeah,
there's another name
for them, but I can't tell you what it is.
Some people call them...
Praying mantis.
Mm-hmm. What if you call them a mosquito hawk?
No, I never heard him call that.
I always call it. There's a difference in a praying mantis and a mosquito hawk.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be the same thing again. Okay, what about the kinds of insects that can sting you very severely?
Bees, or wasps, or hornets, or yellow jackets. We have all of them around here. Or sweat bees.
Now, what's that one?
Just a little old tiny bee, the little old tiny thing that flies around all the time. But they don't hurt quite as bad as a wasp or a honeybee or a bumblebee now. They can hurt too. But them little old sweat bees, if they's as big as the others, they could sure hurt you. They can make a big place swell up there in a big whelk when they sting.
How about the ones that will build mud nests out under porch?
Dirt daubers.
Are they, do they sting too?
I've heard they didn't.
Yeah, they do, but they're not as poisonous as wasps.
Where do you call the place where a wasp lives?
A nest.
So if you were talking about getting rid of one, you say you better knock down that...
wasp nest.
Okay, and what's the one that flies around at night and stings? It's mostly a nuisance. Little bitty one.
Mosquitoes?
I guess you have those.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the little bitty tiny red ones that get under your skin?
Jiggers.
You have those?
Plenty of them.
There's another insect that you might use for fishing it, but hop around. What do you call this?
Grasshopper.
And then if you're fishing, sometimes you use a little bitty fish for bait.
A minnow.
What do you call